It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the seventh day of the month in the seventh month of the year? Are you well? I do hope so. Today, Tanzanians are celebrating Saba Saba. Saba Saba means 7-7 in Kiswahili. On the 7th of July in 1954, the Tanzanian political party TANU was founded. TANU was the principal political party in the struggle for sovereignty from Britain, which happened in 1961. So happy Saba Saba Day, Tanzania. I'll play some good Tanzanian music at the end of the show, so stay tuned. Ooh, listeners, the Sound Kitchen mailbag is bursting at the seams. Your letters and news coming up, but first, the quiz. On the 19th of May, I asked you a question which required you to listen to one of our international reports, our program which features our correspondents from around the world reporting on a huge variety of happenings all over the globe. Specifically, you were to listen to a report sent to us from Senegal by Emmanuel Londe. Emmanuel reported on a center for disenfranchised youths in Dakar called Gidaway Hip Hop Center, which was founded by an international hip-hop star, Fou Malade. But it's not just hip-hop that the youngsters are learning at the center, Emmanuel reported. There's something else. And I asked you, what is this something else? You were to listen to the report and write in with what the young people at the Gidaway Hip-Hop Center in Senegal are learning to do, aside from hip-hop. I even gave you a hint. The kids are called the Green Volunteers. The answer is gardening. Green Volunteers, you see? As the founder Fou Malade explained to Emmanuel Lande, by providing a safe place for the troubled youths and providing them with work, the gardening, he hopes to teach them pride through work and to become, as he said, valuable to society rather than a burden. It seems to be working, too. People in the neighborhood come to the center to buy their produce, get to know the young men, talk to them as they pass by, all leading to harmonious relationships, a sense of community, of belonging, something which the kids, sadly, know little about. Bravo, Gidaway Hip Hop Center, and thanks, Emmanuel Lande, for telling us all about it. The winners of this week's quiz are five RFI Listeners Club members are on the winners list this week, and three are from India. Selva Raj from Tamil Nadu, S.K. Tanvir Hussain from Odisha, and Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi. Changing continents, there's Father Stephen Wara. Hello, Father Steve, from Baminda, Cameroon, and last but certainly not least, Bernard Egbe from Abuja, Nigeria. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. A presidential question this week. My goodness, there are a lot of countries voting for president right now. This week, your quiz question is about Mexico and their presidential poll held this past Sunday. It wasn't just a presidential poll, though. In addition to the presidency, voters elected a new national Congress, 128 senators and 500 deputies, 8 governors, the head of government in Mexico City, as well as representatives to state congresses, local mayors, and municipal councils. All in all, there were 3,400 federal, state, and local races contested. That's a lot. But it's Mexico's next president we're interested in here. I want you to send in the name of Mexico's president-elect, the name of his party, and the percentage of votes he garnered. Again, send me the name of the man who won last Sunday's presidential poll in Mexico, the name of his party, and the percentage of votes with which he won. You have until the 27th of August to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 1st of September to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listener's Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Bonjour, I am Tandra Tabasum from Bangladesh. I am 5 years old. I listen Radio Shram every day.
That was one of my favorite voices and one of our youngest co-chefs, Tandra Khatun. Her mom is Royeka Khatun, president of the RFI Surfer Society Bangladesh in Dhaka. After France's wonderful win over Argentina last weekend, Mrs. Khatun wrote me this letter. Tandra is very tense because there are so many fans here in Dhaka of Argentina and Brazil. The Argentine and Brazilian flags fill the sky of Dhaka, but there's not a single French flag, Tandra's favorite team. During the first round of games, she smiled all the time, but once round 16 began, she started to worry. She asked her father if it were the end of France's World Cup journey. Her father told her about Zidane and the final match in 1998 when France won the World Cup and Zidane was the star. Last night, Tandra prepared her lessons early so that she could watch the high-voltage France-Argentina match. And Susan, just as you wrote about your husband on Facebook, Tandra shouted, "Goal!" and immediately called her father, he was away on business, to share her joy. But then when the score was 1-2, she began to cry. Her father called and cheered her up, and then France won, and she danced and stayed on the phone for an hour with her father discussing every detail of the match. This is A. Rania Afrin Tandra's Saturday Night Story. All the best from Mrs. Royeka Khatun, chairperson, RFI Surfer Society, Bangladesh. Is that not a great letter? Thank you, Royeka, for writing and sharing Tandra's Saturday night with us. How was she yesterday watching the France-Uruguay match? A lot of you wrote in to congratulate our team on their Argentine match, and we thank each and every one of you.
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Owensby.
There are tons of photos which your fellow listeners sent in, and I've posted them all to the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages. We're running out of time, so I'll let you read all about the photos on Facebook itself. You'll see photos from Rebecca and Ivan Caralero. Ivan is the president of the RFI Club Cuba in Holguín, Cuba. From teachers Salim Al-Sari in Wasit, Iraq, and Susie Walsh in Indianapolis, Indiana. There are contributions from Namula Srinivas Rao of Hyderabad, India. From Hari Madugala for the Young Stars RFI Radio Club, also in Hyderabad. From Naved Rayan, the president of the RFI Fan Club in Murshidabad. And not only photos, but a video too from Preeto Rajpurkayasta, the president of the RFI Jorhat Listeners Club in Assam. Thanks, everyone. Hey, African clubs, where are you? India is way ahead of you with photos. And that goes for you too, Pakistan, and you too, Bangladesh. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. As promised, I'll play you out with music from Tanzania for Saba Saba Day. This is Matrida Hunasiri by Mbaraka Mwinshihi. Enjoy. And thanks to my brother in Tanzania, Raz Franz Menko Ngogo, the president of the RFI Kemo Jembe Club, for telling me about him. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Thank you.